Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. The church has started moving the preparation of children for Holy Communion and confession out of the classroom, putting more pressure on families to prepare their children for the sacrament. Will they be bothered? I wonder. The country's largest archdiocese is developing plans to strip back pre-sacramental preparations in schools amid growing sentiments that many families and children have little or no interest in the celebration. And the new policy in the Archdiocese of Dublin, which has been in development for 4 years now, follows a survey of 1,800 people, including priests, parents and school principals. And the key change will require parents to register directly with the parish for their children to receive the sacraments. Announcing the new policy statement for the sacraments of initiation, Archbishop Dermot Farrell said, "What emerged from the consultation was a clear desire for substantial change and innovation, coupled with the challenge of finding ways of responding to the complex reality of the faith in family life. In this deeper engagement," he said, "it became clear that new parents were emerging that could strengthen the partnership between family, parish and school." And amid the growing feeling in the church ranks that communion and confirmation celebrations have little to do with the child's relationship with God, the policy advocates for small group celebrations for a more prayerful personal experience. A spokesperson for the Archdiocese of Dublin said, "Registering with the parish is an emerging practice from the pandemic, which allows parishes to keep in touch with families in a more supportive way. And for those who are in a Catholic school, religious education will continue in the school. The parish will complement this with other family-based opportunities." And the new policy, he said, seeks to integrate the accompaniment of families starting with baptism all the way through to confirmation. Now, Father Tony Flannery urged the church to remove the sacrament from more schools. He said the sacramental celebrations have become a sham. The religious element is fairly meaningless and the celebrations do more harm than good for the church. In other words, they're just doing it for the money. Increasingly, the ceremonies around the First Communion and Confirmation have very little religious significance for people whatsoever, he said. It brings people in for this particular ceremony, but that doesn't add anything to the faith. It almost trivialises the sacrament. It's a circus, really, he said, adding that the system has to change as most teachers are not believers themselves. So, I think they've all got a point, haven't they? You know, a lot of teachers are not even believers and they're teaching children to sing, "Oh, holy God, Jesus, this and the other." And they're teaching them and they don't even believe in it themselves. So the church saying you're just trivialising it. And these kids make a communion. They're only going so they fill their bag with money at the end of the day. They don't, most of them, well, they're walking down the little aisle or whatever it is, little girls with their dresses and boys and their suits. They don't care about holy God. All they care about is, where are we going afterwards? Are we getting a bouncy castle? I'm going to make loads of money. That's really it, isn't it? So the idea is they're going to take it out of the schools altogether. And if you want to do it, you register with the local parish and it'll be a small little event, because you can be sure, by the way, if people have to register to do it, less people are going to bother their arse to actually do it at all. That's the truth of it, isn't it? The number's 087-188-0008. The question I'm asking you is, do you agree with Father Tony Flannery that it does more harm than good? And would you be in favour of the preparation of sacraments, communion and confirmation, being taken out of the education system altogether, out of schools completely? Let me know. The number is 087-188-0008. Do you think it's right to take it out of the school? So no more rehearsing in the school or during school time. If you want to rehearse, you probably have to do it on a Saturday. The number is 087-188-0008. When you see what happens now when people have to do it in their own time and parents actually have to go to the trouble of bringing their kids somewhere to do it, they won't bother. Bryony, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Bryony?
Oh, I'm great, Niall. How are you?
Nice to talk to you, Bryony.
You too.
Now, yeah, good idea, bad idea?
Absolutely has to be done and it shouldn't be taking this long. Look, I absolutely respect anyone's religions and beliefs, absolutely. And I think they have a right to practice their religion and bring their children up in their religion if they want to, 100%. But then I also have that right as a non-Catholic.
Okay.
And I don't think it's fair and equal to treat my children differently. And that is where I'm coming from, that we shouldn't just be a majority rules, you know, therefore your children can just put up and shut up type of thing and sit in the back of the classroom and do a bit of colouring for an hour every day or more and have to listen to this as if it's the only way to believe. And that's that's the reality of Catholic schools. It's not about that. They're not teaching all religions. You know, yes, teachers...
That's because they are Catholic schools.
Yes,
by
exactly.
Nature.
They
the ethos
are.
Is Catholic.
It's Martha. The ethos is faith formation, not religious education, and there's a difference. And it's totally integrated into the entire curriculum. There's no avoiding it.
Mm-hmm.
It's brought into history. It's brought into maths. It's when they talk about the weather and geography and trees, everything.
Now, it depends. Holy God gets the credit for an awful lot, doesn't he?
Really? Yeah, exactly. Now, it
or
does
she.
Depend to a degree. Some schools are more strict and some are less strict, and some teachers would be less strict or more into it. But it's all, you know, my kids went through that. We lived in Tipperary. They had to go to a Catholic school. There was no choice.
Yeah.
There was no choice. There are no non-denominational, there's no Educate Together schools in Tipperary. In the entire, now, maybe I'm wrong now because they've moved away a few years, but when my kids were going to school, it was Catholic. That's it. And of course I wanted them to go to the local school because I wanted them to have local friends.
Of course,
I didn't
yeah.
want to be driving them 3 hours away and then they wouldn't know the kids that they live next door to.
Yeah.
They should be able to go to their local school. And there should be more choice locally. But that's difficult in rural areas in particular because there wouldn't be the number of people to dictate the choice, you know, in the number of schools.
So you, but, your own son, you took him out when you opted him out.
No, like you can't do that. Realistically, there's no real like you can't.
As you say, he's left down the back colouring or something.
Yeah, exactly. And they hear it anyway, and they're told like my daughter, I'll never forget. Like she came home even senior infant, so upset because some little girl told her, I'm not playing with you because you don't believe in God.
Ah, stop.
You know what I mean? They're only 6 years old. For God, like, this little girl didn't know. She didn't really understand. Mm. She just overheard from somewhere, maybe, oh, she doesn't believe in God. And she just took it up wrong. They're only a little bit, you know, they're only babies.
Yeah.
As soon as the school dealt with it wonderfully, don't get me wrong, I said it to them and they were horrified. And they said, oh, no. And they did a whole class on differences and how everyone is different. You know,
different
Johnny wears glasses, Mary
yeah.
has red hair, and we're all different. And isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
And so, and you know, that was fine. But that shouldn't have to happen, you know? And it's as I say, it's integrated throughout the entire school day.
Do you think it's,
like
I mean,
you
do you think,
for an hour.
I mean, even from a religious point of view, and according to Father Tony Flattery, it does more harm than good. He believed it trivialises.
Oh, I'd agree. Yeah, I agree with that as well. It should be more meaningful. I mean, I grew up in England. I went to, you know, Church of England school. So my father was Protestant, my mother was atheist. So we were brought up with lots of different religions. And in English schools, it was religious education. And they taught about all religions, but they did prayers at the start of in assembly that were obviously Protestant-based. And that's, you know, what I was brought up with. And I went to church youth groups.
Yeah.
I explored all of that when I was younger. And I think because I went to the church youth groups and I learned to that, and I did go to church services and I did learn about it in the church, I felt it meant more, it had more meaning and importance.
Well, there is an argument, Brian, you didn't do you any harm.
I was lucky that I wasn't forced into it and I wasn't
indoctrinated. I was.
But this is the thing, it's different. And my kids have been brought up differently, but I know most people...
Did your parents not do the whole thing of forcing you to go to Mass and all that
No.
Well, my father would be standing at the door when you were coming home, making sure you were coming back the right route so he didn't skip it.
I went to secondary school with kids like that and they lied to their parents. They used to knock their head in the door, see which priest was cut.
That's what I used to do.
Home and went, oh, he was talking about this, that and the other when they'd actually been in the pub for 2 hours.
Yeah.
So they just lied to their parents as teenagers. So
yeah, Father Foley. Yeah, it was Father Foley. Yeah, he was doing it. Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
Exactly. Yeah. So it just makes a mockery of the whole thing, you know, and I think, I have to agree with this.
Okay, so you should think it's a good idea to take it out of the schools. Do you think many people will actually bother? I mean, having the community confirmation?
I think the numbers will drop dramatically. I think you'd see, I mean, even now, if you look at the census, the numbers of people who are saying that they're Catholic have dropped, even in 5 years, they dropped by about 5%.
Mm-hmm.
Percentage points. I think it was something like 84%.
Well, it's really a lot more than that. When you look at actual research, it will show that only less than 50% of the population claim to be religious.
Because, you know, realistically, they're ticking the box. I was brought up Catholic, but then
so
I've been in a church for about 20 years.
Since they made their confirmation.
Hatch, match and dispatch. That's the only reason to go to church.
Okay, hang on. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Jason as well. Jason, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. Bryony makes the point that it's wrong to have kids who are opted out sitting there colouring down the back of the class while everybody else is off over to the church for practising. Is that a good point, Jason?
Yeah, I agree. Hi, and I love the show, by the way.
Thanks.
I absolutely agree. I think church should be taken out of the school, or at least moved to after-school kind of curricular. You know, it's, you think back to, you know, your time or my time, which is only, you know, not long ago, mid to late 90s, where we were doing, you know, an hour of religion a day, where you think now, like, what could we have done instead? You know, what could we have spent that time on?
Yeah, we used to call it the catechism.
The what?
The catechism. That was the name of the book. The religious book. It was called the catechism.
Yeah, like we had a live O.
Oh, I remember that one too, yeah.
Yeah, how could you forget? But I mean, at the same time, it was the same kind of jargon every day. And don't get me wrong, I'm not a complete atheist or anything. You know, I have my thoughts and my doubts and stuff. But I truly think, you know, church needs to kind of move away from schools now.
Yeah, I don't think the church is actually the problem in this situation. I think it's the schools that are kind of holding on to it for some reason. And I don't necessarily understand why, because I think the majority, I think it would be fair to say, the majority of kids are not making their communion because they believe in God. They're making it to make money.
That's it, yeah. And you said there, like, how many people would actually go ahead and register themselves if the school didn't kind of chaperone them too. And then we'd really see the true kind of representation of you know, Catholics in this country. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't want to see them gone, but it'd be good to kind of get a real sense of, you know, how many people are truly devout in this country nowadays.
So you think it had to be done on a Saturday or a Sunday, for example, in their own time or after school hours, do you think there'd be less parents would bother with it because it'd just be too much of an inconvenience?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's really just down to the parents. Like, my own parents weren't religious. They never pushed me to be religious, but they, you know, they said you can believe in whatever you want. Of course, they were trusting and supportive like that. But I mean, it does come down to the parents. How many parents these days having children are going to be as devout as their parents before them? It's a very small number, I think.
And by the way, your own, do you have children? Do you have children of your own, yeah?
Yeah, actually, I mentioned to the girl there before I came on, I have a 3-year-old. Myself and my partner, she's a Protestant. I'm a Catholic, as you'd say. And we decided not to go the kind of traditional baptism route. You know, we looked into some options and then we settled on a naming day, which was basically family and friends over, had a bit of a kind of a party and a new plant that we planted and made some speeches. And that was it. That was very personal and lovely for us.
Yeah, okay. So it was whatever you wanted to do rather than kind of just going with the flow of what you're meant to do.
Yeah, and I suppose I never thought about what that would lead into then when my 3-year-old is older. Basically, if he wants to go for the communion route and if that's still an option in schools, then we need to get her baptized, I think, first.
Yeah.
So I probably left a couple of jobs to do if that's the way she wants to go. But yeah, what I wanted to say before I came on is, you know, people find God now in their 20s and they find God in their 30s, or maybe they don't find God at all. But it just shows you that people find it when they're ready to find it.
If that's what they want, yeah.
And if that's what they want. So, I mean, let's trust children to do that when they're older and give them more, I suppose, practical skills when they're younger.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to John as well. John, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, John?
Yeah, how you doing, Al?
Father Tony Flannery believes that the communion and confirmation in the schools does more harm than good. And the Archbishop Dermot Farrell also said from the consultation substantial changes need to happen because they believe it minimises and trivialises the sacraments.
No, Niall, it's simply given into liberals, and that's all there is. Look, I will give out about liberals and I will also rip out the Catholic Church, because for the last number of years, Niall, and I've seen this for myself, they are bending over backwards for liberals and liberal agendas today. And is that the priest on the other line you have there?
No, Jason is far from a priest. No.
Okay, because the bishops now in this country for the last, what was it, the last one, the one before that, have been more or less going out of the way to make sure that the liberal agenda
is it not a case of the church? Is it not a case that priests and bishops and other are basically trying to move with the times, what they believe is moving with the times? Because whether you like it, whether I like it, whether all conservatives like us like it, the times are changing and people are changing. I'm not religious, but I would be conservative. But times are changing and you have to kind of move with the times, otherwise you get stuck in the mud.
No, because I'll put this to you. Every other religious faith that you have, your Muslim, that you have your Sikh, that you have your Protestant faith, aren't moving with the liberal times. The Catholic Church...
Well, they wouldn't
the
be the religions of this country.
Years, yeah, but hang on, Niall. The last number of years, the Catholic Church has been bet down by this liberal agenda, and now they're giving into it. And as a staunch Catholic, Niall, I do not support that by one stretch of the imagination.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, John. If they, what's the fear, right? If, for example, the school said tomorrow, which it looks like it's going to happen anyway, if the school said, listen, we're not going to be doing any of the rehearsing or the practicing anymore for communion or confirmation within the schools, you'll have to register with the local parish and it'll be done on a Saturday, let's say, or it'll be done after school. Do you think the numbers will drop of people wanting to do it?
No, because...
you don't think so?
I may or may not, but what I would say in that situation is that any Catholic has the right to practice a religion in school and more or less, you know...
Equally, do non-religious people have the right to not practice in school?
Look, at the end of the day, I'm only on about Catholics.
No, I'm asking you a question. You said Catholic people have the right to practice their religion in school. I'm not taking that away from them. Do you believe that non-religious people also have the right not to practice it?
Hang on. If a religious person doesn't want to participate in a Catholic ritual, which is the communion and whatever, spiritual communion go forward, well, then do something else.
What?
Let the Catholic children get on with practicing.
So what, just sit at the back of the class with a few crayons?
Or confirmation or whatever.
So sit at the back of the class with a few crayons.
I don't care what they do. Just once it doesn't interfere with the other person's religion.
Jason, is that a fair point? John is a Christian. He's a Catholic. He believes every child has a right to go through their celebration, sacraments and teachings in the education system. Oh, the last Jason.
Well, you gone?
He's gone.
Ah, you see, he didn't want to give out.
He's placed me on hold.
Oh,
you're on hold now. Well, hey.
Can you believe he's actually put me on hold live on the radio? I mean, why would someone do that?
He didn't like where I said, Niall.
Yeah, somebody says, hi, Niall. Would Briony, who was on earlier on, like us to go with a minority, about 25 kids, and the minority too? Maybe she should go and teach them. Catholicism teaches love, respect and decency. If you're not a believer, at least they are learning to be a decent person. Well, hang on for a second. With the greatest respect, just because Catholicism teaches love, respect and decency, you can learn love, respect and decency without Catholicism. That's just good morals and good practices, isn't it?
You need religion, Al.
Oh, you need religion, John, do you?
Yeah, you do. To be a good person, you need religion.
So you need religion to be a good person.
No, you can't be a good person without it. I'm sorry, no, you can't.
So am I not a good person?
No. Did you know? You should be smited at this stage.
Smited.
By God himself.
Smited.
Smited, I tell you.
Yeah, Aisling is a good person too. She doesn't really believe in God.
Aisling will be saved where you won't be.
she'll be saved. But you know, on a serious note, okay, do you believe that children can't be raised properly with good morals without being Christian?
Yeah, true.
So you don't think a child can be raised well without being a Christian?
No.
So an atheist children, you're telling me, are bad children?
Now for a minute, Niall.
I mean, look, if we go into the prison population is probably about 5,000 people currently at this moment in time, usually between 4,500 and 5,000 people. I guarantee you the majority of those are Catholics.
Yeah, the point is, Niall...
So are they all wonderful people?
No, hang on. The point is, Niall, I mean, the religious faith, the Catholic religious faith teaches you good morals. It teaches a good way to look on life.
I'm not saying it doesn't. But you can have a good way to look on life and have good morals without it. Yeah, but you can have good morals without it.
I disagree with that logic. I do. I really disagree with that logic. Going forward.
Well, you're essentially saying to me is that only Catholics are good people.
No, what I'm saying is the religious faith, any religious faith can teach a person good morals. I don't think if you're not involved in...
There's some very bad religious people, by the way.
Which?
There's some very bad religious people too. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Billy as well. Billy. Well, hang on.
Hi, Niall, how are you?
They always said they're individuals, Niall, not the church itself.
Okay, Billy, go ahead. Go on. John is there saying you're a bad person if you're not religious.
Niall, I just text in. If anyone who is religious wishes to indoctrinate their children into the religion, they should be doing it on their own time. It shouldn't be funded by the taxpayer. It shouldn't be done in schools. Plain and simple. There's more people in this country over the last 10 years who have baptized children to get them into schools who have no interest in religion.
Just to get them in.
Just to get them in, and that is wrong. If someone wants their kids to be educated...
But that's gone now. Can I just point out what they call the baptismal barrier? That's been removed.
I hope it is, because it's ridiculous.
Yeah, the last 3 years that they've got rid of it.
Yeah, it should be. And that man who commented...
John,
that, John. People, sorry, John. John, people without religion are not decent people. that's a horrible statement to make, if I do say so. You're passing judgment on other people.
I may. Billy, is that your name?
His name is Billy.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Billy. I just say that people with religious outlooks, you know, it does make them that slightly more, bit more a better person in the way I think of it.
I'm sorry, John. I would have to sincerely disagree with you there, as well, Niall alluded to.
Hitler was a fan of God, I believe.
There's plenty of people.
Yeah.
Himmler was a big fan of God. But there's plenty of people in this country
who
were other religious.
Yeah, but Himmler also led to the occult as well, didn't he?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, John, just because you're religious doesn't make you a good person.
Himmler was a Roman Catholic and a practicing one.
There you go again. I mean, at the end of the day, the Bible is all about teaching you a good way of living. It's not about ramming this, that and the other down your neck. It is.
You want to ram it down people's neck because you want it forcibly taught to children whether they like it or not. So it is about ramming it down their neck. That's why they use the word indoctrination.
And John, to remind you, any Christian is entitled
to learn their religion in school.
Equally, I would say anybody who's not Christian is entitled not to learn it. Would you not agree? Would you not agree that people who are not religious are entitled not to learn it?
And if they want to do something else, by all means do something else. Once the other Catholic children get to practice religion. No,
but John, if you want your children to learn religion, it should be the onus is on you to have them taught religion, and that should be done in your spare time on a Saturday or a Sunday, as they do in the States with a Sunday school. After you bring them to Mass, put them into Sunday school for an hour a week.
That's what they do in America. Yeah, that's what they do in America because in America they don't have.
That's the point. Why should it be, guys? Why should it be?
Because there's people like school should be for schooling. School should be a secular environment.
And the religion was always part of school teachings.
Because in the 1930s it was outsourced by the government at the time because the funds weren't there for education. It's a case, we are now a wealthy country. Religion should not be at the basis of the school. If you want your kids to learn religion, that should be done after the fact.
So what you're saying to me, and you're saying to thousands of Christians today and thousands of Catholics today, your son or daughter should not be able to learn their faith in school because people have objected to it.
No, what I'm saying to you and thousands of Catholics and Christians is if you want your children to learn religion, you can bring them to a Sunday school after you go to your Mass.
But you should be denied the access to learning their religion in school.
In school, I think school should be 100% secular.
And your reason for that is which?
Because this country has evolved in the last 30 years to include people from different cultures. People from different cultures.
Have you evolved, John?
No, I've never evolved.
John, I remember when I was in school, there was a gentleman who was Muslim. He was the first Muslim in a Christian school, a Christian Brothers school. And the religion teacher at the time catered to him because he brought in a Quran and allowed him to study the Quran in his own time. At the time, I'm not religious, and I felt that religion is a waste of my time. I'm a good moral
person. But that's your
person.
Opinion, nobody else's. That's just yours.
I guarantee you, if you went around the class of 25 lads at the time, a lot of them would have seen it as a waste of time as well. That was three classes a week that could be better applied to my education at the time to learn skills that I would need in the real world after. If I wanted to learn religion,
your life going forward?
How do you mean? Did it affect my life going forward?
So what you're saying is that you were forced to learn religious things.
Against my will, I was forced to learn religious.
So I'm saying, did that affect your life going forward today?
I'm not religious.
Are you affected by it? Did it ruin your life in any way? Did it interfere with your life?
It wasted my time, and I value my time greatly. So yeah.
Time is money, John. Oh, I'm sorry, Billy and John. I've run out of time. An interesting debate. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me just play a little bit of audio that just came in the middle of all that. There.
Hi, Niall. Jason here again. I got cut off. Just wanted to come back on something Billy said. Just want to say 100% agree with him. I think he hit the nail on the head there. You know, our tax money shouldn't be spent on this at all going forward. It needs to stop. And John, you definitely need to have a good long think, I'd say.
Yeah, he certainly does.
Listening to John there, and he makes my blood boil. I wouldn't say I'm Catholic, but I definitely do have my beliefs. I don't feel like you have to go to a church every Sunday. But I do know that the fundamentals of nearly all religions is love one another, just, and get on with it. How he's talking there is like he has no tolerance for anybody who doesn't believe the way he thinks, which is just the complete opposite to anything I've ever learned about any religions down through my years. So he really needs to go back to school to relearn a few things, because he's not talking like a true Catholic.
No, he's going to smite us all. Well, he said smite. Smite is the word I think he was looking for there anyway.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.